Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, it's hard to believe we have only 1 week left in February. Not a whole lot of good news to report regarding the theater world, but companies are trying to put on a happy face. For example, this came from the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. It is with great joy that I am sharing our 2021 season. We continued to dream of the day we would get to share the abundance of imagination with OSF artists. Well, today is that day. Okay, the notice goes on to announce a proposed 2021 featuring classics and new works presented both digitally and live on the stages of Ashland. You can check out the offerings via the OSF site. I can tell you that Julius Caesar looks to be first in line. In your neck of the woods, by the way, the Berkshire Theater Group has also announced its seasonal plans, particularly of the musical outdoor variety. All right, moving on, there are lots of offerings this and in the coming weeks. We may be at the tail end of Black History Month, but, well, you'd never know it. For starters, you can watch George C. Wolfe's The Colored Museum, courtesy of Crossroads Theater Company. The Colored Museum is an anthology of sketches about Black culture, which premiered in 1986. In various entertaining ways, it asks the question, how do American Black men and women at once honor and escape the legacy of suffering that is the baggage of their past? That's through Crossroads Theater. And this one sounds exciting. Tony winner Andre DeShields, who stole the show in Hadestown, portrays the great abolitionist and social reformer in Frederick Douglass, Mine Eyes Have Seen the Glory. That's February 26th to 28th only, and it will be presented on Flushing Town Hall's virtual stage. So you can find it at flushingtownhall.org. One of my favorite actors, Wendell Pierce, who you might have seen in The Wire and Tremé on HBO, is clearly committed to theater, God bless him. In 2018, he starred in The Two-Hander, Some Old Black Man in New York at 59 East 59, which I reviewed here. Well, last fall, he went to Ann Arbor to participate in a virtual version of that play for the University of Michigan. Pierce plays a middle-aged college professor who reconnects with his father as the two men confront their experiences with racism. And this one actually starts next Monday, so I'll remind you then. But before I lose my train of thought, 59 East 59 is offering a reunion reading of Chicken and Biscuits on February 27th. With the cast that includes another of my favorite performers, Michael Urie. Now, both Urie and Pierce are known from TV series, as is Ron Cephas Jones. The name may not be familiar, but he plays the father of Sterling K. Brown in NBC's This Is Us. Well, the Manhattan Theater Club is now streaming The Past is the Past, written by Richard Wesley, and Jones is in that cast. This is the first of that company's Curtain Call series, and it streams through Sunday only. That's the MTC. Then there is the MCC, also an off-Broadway favorite, which is presenting a new one from its Live Lab series called The Things Are Against Us, written by Susan Soonhe Stanton. That one starts streaming the 25th, Thursday, and is just up for a few days. Now, the Lower Depth Theater Company in Los Angeles is also about presenting material about and by those of color. And this week, you're invited to sit in on how they make that happen. You can Zoom in tomorrow to hear a few working playwrights read from their work and discuss their process of getting it on the page, not to mention the stage. So you can find that through Lower Depth Theater. And then there is Sin Eaters by Anna Munch, presented on demand by Theater Exile in Philadelphia. It starts off as a standard domestic comedy of sorts, but banter apparently turns to darker psychological stuff having to do with the technology of the times. Again, that's through Theater Exile. Now, speaking of sin, Hitler's Tasters was a play that I reviewed here very positively, by the way, years ago. It's penned by Michelle Kolos Brooks, and it will stream tomorrow, Tuesday, February 23rd, at 4:30 Eastern Time, 1:30 Pacific. And after the play, Brooks will be in conversation with a Holocaust historian and author about the journey of Hitler's tasters. That play is inspired by true events. Who knew that young women were honored to sample the meals the Führer was about to be served? You can find this through something called the Moment Theater Festival. And another female playwright is back. It's been at least a month since we've had something offered by the ridiculously prolific Teresa Rebeck. Well, now comes her one-woman play, Bad Dates, presented by the George Street Playhouse in New Jersey. This is about a divorced woman looking for love. That runs February 23rd all the way through mid-March, and you can find it through the georgestreetplayhouse.org. And speaking of the females who are doing all this work, the Mint Theater Company has just started streaming a very good one that I liked there called, oh my God, Women Without Men. It's an excellent play written in 1938. Feels very contemporary. Now, here is one based on true events called Unraveled, R-A-V-E-L-L-E-D, which explores the connection between the work of a Canadian painter named Anne Adams and a French composer named Maurice Ravel, both of whom lived with a particular form of dementia. That streams from February 25th through March, and it can be found at www.unraveledplay.com. Now, here's something the young folks in the house might enjoy. Danny, King of the Basement, about a 10-year-old boy with an unemployed mother. The issues are real, but the play is said to be uplifting, focusing on the power of friendship. This one runs from February 26th through the 28th only, and you can find it via Syracuse Stage. And this is where you will find me on Friday. Michael McKean and Annette O'Toole will be reading The Typist, a play that was written by Murray Siskel. That's a name from the past, a man who I believe helped make Dustin Hoffman's career. This will be directed by Austin Pendleton, and it will benefit, well, something you know well, the Williamstown Theater Festival. The synopsis, married law student Paul Cunningham takes a job as a typist for an ad agency where he meets a lonely spinster named Sylvia. Through a series of flashbacks and flash forwards, the story of their relationship unfolds. Following the performance, there will be a live Q&A with McKean, O'Toole, and Pendleton. So obviously check this out via Williamstown Festival. Let me say, I have long been a fan of Michael McKean. I just finished watching Annette O'Toole in 20 straight episodes of Virgin River on Netflix, and I had no idea they were married in real life. So, Jill, I learn something new every week, don't I?
Yeah, and when you go out there and search around, it's amazing. It's amazing what you can find out.
That's right.
No, that sounds simplistic, but people, this is an opportunity to be considerably more curious than
absolutely
of late, and I think that it's something that people can take advantage of for the remaining weeks of Zoom and virtual. And I'm not saying that virtual will not continue.
Yeah, right.
But I think that it will be more of a hybrid when people can actually get back out and see these things performed, because it's a completely different, I mean, as we talk about endlessly, it's a completely different dynamic.
But it does feel like that's happening. But look, you're absolutely right. Here's a week that we're watching Williamstown. We could watch something in Philadelphia. We watch something out of L.A. You know, how often do we going to get to do that in the future? Syracuse. I mean, they're all pitching in and doing their thing and maybe making some new fans. And maybe even when we go back to live theater, maybe they'll continue to offer their work to people around the country, you know.
And one could pay extra for it.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's a subscription. This is the other thing. It's not something that you have any look, your ticket prices, you are used to paying or getting ticket prices, but there is remember the vast right-wing conspiracy? There is a vast misunderstanding that people should get this stuff for free.
Right.
I have to say that as someone in the radio business where people expect that it's free, and there's no real concept of what it takes to put it, to get it so that it can be free.
Absolutely. And, you know, most of these are free, these offerings. Some are not. They're very clear that they're benefits for the Williamstown Theater Festival. You might pay $20 but mostly it's about earning our respect and hopefully our future support. I mean, let's face it, these companies, I spoke with somebody who's involved with the Signature Theater. I'm actually in California right now. One of my neighbors, I hate to name drop, but is a great actor, Ed Norton, and he was one of the founders of the Signature Theater in New York. And I said, gee, your theater's trying to do some good stuff they're putting up. He said, we are really, really struggling. So, these companies, whether they're off-Broadway or off-New York or off-Broadway, they are really struggling, and they deserve, you know, a lot of help, whether it's from the state, their cities, the government, or just us as grateful to have things to watch that are not Netflix, like 20 episodes of Virgin River that I just watched.
Right. There's something, I'm a big proponent, which shows how old-fashioned I am, or maybe just subversive. It is going to be interesting to teach a generation that maybe you don't just gorge, or as it's called, binge watch. I mean, there's something to be said for installments. I'm willing to bet you a nickel that we're going to go full Dickens on people.
Yeah, well, they started that. HBO has done that this week. They do that still, where they drop one a week. Those are the old days, and I used to like that. I love that Mad Men. We talked about it during the week. We couldn't wait till the following, week or Sunday night to watch the next episode. We've definitely become a binge society. There is no doubt about that.
Yeah, but I just think that is something, in my view, that will hopefully get undone a bit. It's, could you eat Thanksgiving dinner every night during the week?
Probably. No.
just knowing how you feel, in terms of taste, whatever, but you still have to pace yourself.
No, and we're happy to wait another year to get a next one. But I am not happy to wait another year to get my next live Broadway show, and I predict that things are getting better, but I don't want to get ahead of myself. But I can tell you in Los Angeles, where it was very, very locked down, even a month ago, it is really, really feeling much more hopeful. So let's keep talking and hoping.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.